You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Greg Johns, who covers the Mariners for MLB.com. Okay, Greg, things come and go week by week. The starting pitching starting to look a little worn down. Taijuan Walker comes in with a great effort. What's the state of the pitching staff?
That's an interesting question with the Mariners, and it's the thing that's got them where they are, which is in September in a playoff chase, is their pitching. There's no question about it, and maybe the first sign of a crack at all in that starting rotation here in the last probably week to 10 days. The group, really, the three guys that have carried this team on their backs, really, is Felix Hernandez, obviously, Masashi Iwakuma, and Chris Young. And those three pitchers have been tremendous. They've been the best combination of three pitchers in the major leagues this year, 38-18 with a 2.80 ERA between the three of them. That's tough to top with three guys. But innings are starting to mount up, and it's interesting as you get into September what happens. But Chris Young is a guy that hasn't pitched this many innings since 2007, when he was in his All-Star season with the Padres. He's starting to get up there, and his last outing, two-thirds of an inning, got knocked out by the A's on Monday. Just didn't look sharp, and this is after they'd given him an eight-day layoff. So, I guess chicken and egg, whether it was a long layoff or he needed a layoff, and he's still not quite right. But certainly wasn't the same Chris Young we've seen earlier this year, and that's two starts in a row for him that haven't gone real well. And Felix has a history of not pitching real well in September the last couple of years, and they've tried to help him out a little bit, giving him extra days here and there. And last outing, gave up a career high four home runs in one game, almost hard to believe with Felix. Iwakuma probably in the best shape of those guys innings wise, because he missed the first month of the season with a torn finger tendon, so he's probably a little better off workload wise. But Lloyd McClendon's been careful with those guys. He's tried to push them back, give them a little extra a few days here and there, and it's really going to be important to see how they come around here in the last 4 weeks of the season.
You know, Greg, I always think it's important to look at what teams at this time of year can bring up big league ready pitching. You know, the A's brought up Drew Pomeranz, Cam Bedrosian. You know, the Royals just brought up a kid they drafted this year out of TCU. Let me ask you this. The Mariners have Taijuan Walker. A, how important is it? B, how do you think Lloyd McClendon will use him? And can he provide some relief now for a staff that really, is showing some wear and tear?
Well, it's interesting, and I'll throw in another name there, too. It wasn't a September call-up. He's been up for a couple of weeks now. But James Paxton and Taijuan Walker, both late-season additions, had shoulder problems earlier in the year, and both are two of the top young prospects in baseball. Taijuan Walker, obviously the big name of those two, one of the premier prospects in all of baseball, and he's come up a couple of days ago in September. Lloyd McClendon said, "Hey, we're going to put you in the bullpen when you get your chance. We want to see what you can do. This is your chance. Go show me, kid. Show me where all this hype. Show me what we're talking about." Lloyd's kind of been pushing him hard this year. He's said a few things publicly and privately to Taijuan to kind of try to goose him and get the most out of him. They want to see that top prospect. And his first start was a start. It was the game Young pitched two-thirds of an inning, got knocked out early, and they brought Taijuan in, pitched six innings, one run against the A's, and looked very good. So. He is a guy, and Lloyd has said he's my long guy starting out, but if he, this is his chance. If he deserves it, he works his way in, he could be a guy that helps out in that rotation. So they're not ruling that out. And Pax is a guy who is in that rotation and has got off to as good a start as you could hope for a young guy. Between the last September, he was the last call-up last September and was outstanding. Was hurt, this year after two good outings, and has come back with five or six games now, and is again looking like one of the, just a quality arm. Not to throw out a big name, but McClendon compares his style and pitching to Clayton Kershaw. A big lefty comes over the top, gets a big curve, It's a tough arm angle for guys, and that's obviously way over the top praise for a kid who's pitched a dozen big league games. But he's got that kind of stuff, upper 90s fastball with a nasty curve and good height and a young kid. And so we talk about the big three and what they've given him. Well, they've got a couple other young guys that could help out here down the stretch. So you put it all together, it's why there should be optimism for this club. To get that pitching that they need, and if they can just get enough offense as they have recently to keep it competitive, they should be there right to the end. But, again, that pitching is where it's going to lie, and those young guys, interesting question marks as well.
Yeah, Greg, one of the fascinating things to me is that the bullpen, I think, was 29th in ERA a year ago, number one in bullpen ERA this year. And if I'm reading the roster right, they added Fernando Rodney from outside. They added Joe Bimel. But a lot of the improvement has come from within. How did this bullpen, and I know Lloyd McLennan had a huge role in how he manages the bullpen, but how did this bullpen morph to the best, at least the best in terms of ERA in baseball?
It's been a really an outstanding group, and you're right. The two veterans, Rodney and Bimel, have both been very good. Dominic Leon is a rookie that has come in, 22-year-old kid, and has been a nice piece there too. But the guys that have come back from last year, and Tom Wilhelmsen, probably the key figure there, struggled last year as the closer, really seemed like a lost member of that thing in the second half, and got sent down just to Coleman. Just wasn't the same guy. He came in this year. Rodney, was the closer. Wilhelmsen didn't really have an established role, but he's become what McLennan calls the glue of that bullpen, a guy that didn't kind of fit in anywhere. Get a short start from the starter. Wilhelmsen able to come in, pitch a couple, two, three innings, kind of hold things over. I've talked to a scout or two that said, hey, when that guy comes in the seventh inning with that kind of stuff, it's not fair. I mean, that's not a guy you want to see in the sixth or seventh inning coming out of a bullpen. He's throwing mid to upper 90s with some nasty stuff, off speed as well. And he's been real big. He's been real big this year. Danny Farquhar, another kid that closed last year after Wilhelmsen went south. He's also been in a setup role this year with Rodney, kind of solidifying things there at the end. So a lot of it has come down. They got Rodney. They got that closer. It's let those other guys kind of slot into roles, setup roles that may be a little more comfortable for them, and they've really excelled. You put Bimel in there. The lefty hasn't pitched for a couple of years in the major leagues because of arm problems. He's been outstanding. I've been saying all year this guy would be a legitimate comeback player of the year, if not for Chris Young on the same team, is probably been better as a starter. So, they got two guys that just kind of came out of the woodwork and have been huge for them. And, the other guys that have fit in well as well, Charlie Forbush, a nice lefty out of the pen. They just got good quality arms. Yervis Medina, haven't mentioned him. Young guy has been lights out. Just real good stuff. So they've got a lot of depth there. They've been able to mix and match with McLennan. And he's gone with an 8-man bullpen, and now it's up to 12 here, believe it or not, with September call-ups. And it's been able to not overuse those guys, been able to use them when he wants them in situations, keep them fresh, and they've been outstanding.
Dustin Ackley was the second pick of the 2009 draft, and obviously when a franchise is down and drafts that high, there's a lot of expectations on the kid, and it's been at times a rocky road. But he has had a really good August. Do you feel like, this is probably a loaded question to ask, that Dustin has sort of turned a corner here, 6 homers, 5 doubles, and OPS close to 900 in August. Do you sense something, the coming out of Dustin Ackley now?
Well, you sure like to think so, and we saw something similar last year where he hit a lot better in the second half of the season last year. But last year it was kind of an empty. It was a hit for nice average, but not a lot of power in that second half. This year, the power is starting to come around a little bit. He's hitting. He's been the guy in the last month or two that everybody expected to see when they drafted him, and what we kind of saw initially, but got waylaid for a while for a couple of years. And that's a line drive, gap to gap hitter with the power to hit 15, 20 home runs, good speed, good athlete. That's the guy they drafted, and we are seeing that now, and boy, that is huge. I would say Ackley's been one of the key reasons why they've had a good second half and kept themselves in the race, because we talk about that pitching. They needed that offense to kind of get over the hump. He's been a big part of that. They brought in a couple of veterans to help out, but Ackley is one that has really produced at the plate, and that's big for him. They need him, you know, not just now, but down the road. I mean, you mentioned, number two pick in the draft. That's a guy you count on to become a real solid player, if not a star. I don't know if Ackley's going to be a star, but right now he's a real solid player, playing a good left field, looking good at the plate, and that is a player that they definitely need.
Does he is he one of those guys that's all in with the Tar Heels? Do you get tired of hearing talk about the Tar Heels? Does he keep it in perspective?
Yeah, that was pretty quiet. When some of the guys are around talking college, he'll chip in. But he's a man of business, and I really like Ackley. I mean, he's the guy that comes. He kind of has a good sense of himself. He's got the good beard. He would have fit in with the Red Sox last year. He's a guy that I just enjoy being around. He definitely loves his college roots. And when Justin Smoke's around, they get into a little bit back and forth. But
that's great. All right, Greg, I sure appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.